In 1961, Lambeau Field was known as Snoo City Stadium, and the Green Bay Packers and New York Giants would square off in the NFL Championship game. Led by future Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr, the Packers dominated in a 37-0 shutout of Big Blue to earn their 7th NFL title. It would be 46 years later before the Giants and Packers met in the playoffs at Lambeau Field, this time in the 2007 NFC Championship game.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field, minus 1 degree with a wind chill of minus 23.
Lambeau Field, a mystique of coming here into the frozen tundra.
Lambeau, the way it's supposed to be.
That was just, you know, kind of my favorite game. You know, just in Lambeau Field, it's negative 23 degrees, NFC Championship, playing against, you know, Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is it.
The game starts with the first message being Brandon Jacobs and Woodson, and what a collision that was. And we were standing there on the sideline going, well, we're into this one right away, you know, because that was some collision.
Jacobs' bruising collision ignited not only the Giants' offense, but the defense as well. And the Big Blue Wrecking Crew simply pounded their opponent into the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Boy, this has been a well-prepared New York Giants defense.
While Eli Manning and Plaxico Burress seemed to be immune to the punishment and the weather, slinging and catching passes in the icy cold air almost at will.
Plaxico had 11 catches or so that game. I think, you know, 8 or 9 of them were the same call. There's just different conversions to it. He ran a hitch. One time he went inside. I threw it looked, kind of looked like a slant. The one time he goes outside and I back shoulder it. Another same play. I hit Amani down the sideline where he makes a great catch.
Manning looking for Toomer down the sideline, makes a diving catch. Is he in or out? They say he's in at the 12-yard line.
It was a best I've ever seen Eli play, the most confident I've ever seen him be, going against the great legend in minus 23 degree weather, and it was like he was totally not affected by anything.
4 seconds to go.
With 4 ticks left on the clock, the Giants had a chance to win the game in regulation.
Tynes from 36 yards out for the win. Snap is high. Beagles gets it down. Kick the line drive, and it is no good.
Left.
Missed it wide left. And we're going to overtime.
And on Green Bay's first possession in overtime, the Big Blue defense would give their kicker a shot at redemption.
Far back to pass. Takes a deep drop. Steps up. Looking to his right. The pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Corey Webster got the pick. Here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is good. Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl. After missing at the end of regulation, in overtime, they beat the Packers 23-20.
Four years later, the Giants and Packers would meet again in the 2011 NFC Divisional Playoffs.
They were a good team, but we knew we played them earlier in the season, ran right with them, scored a lot of points, and you know, had a chance to win that game. So we knew, you know, offensively we could move the ball.
He's back to throw. He has time. Fastball over the middle. Caught inside Packer territory. Nix runs out of a tackle. He's to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants!
You know, we were really flowing off offensively. Our defense was getting turnovers, you know, getting stops, getting some pressure on Rodgers. And so the Hail Mary before halftime didn't hurt anything either.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown. He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary on the final play of the half.
A stunned Packer crowd could only watch in shock as Brandon Jacobs put Green Bay away late in the fourth quarter.
Hand off Jacobs. Cuts back to the right. Jacobs turns the corner at the 10. He's to the 5, to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants! And that 14-yard run most likely has sent the Giants to San Francisco and the NFC Championship game.